And we have the cast of Hedwig, Edwig, and the Angry Inch here in our KUTX Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove's our engineer. And you guys are just terrific, just absolutely terrific. Lots and lots of energy, and it's just getting me all riled up. And you should probably go to see the show, because it's the last week you have to see Hedwig and the Angry Inch at Sack Theater. 476-0541. Uh-huh. So anyway, and also you can find it at ZACH, ZACH, theater.org. And we've got one more song.
Yes.
I mean, the energy of this group is really terrific, Dave.
Yeah, it's really sensational. I mean, it's one of the, you know, we had big crowds for Holland Taylor doing Anne and just very enthusiastic. But I got to say, we've had some of the most unbelievable audiences. There's lots of participation. Mm-hmm. And Daniel is talking directly to the audience throughout the entire show. But so enthusiastic. People have really been making it rock down there. So it's been so much fun.
You know, Zach has a long history of doing really serious rock and roll. But this is one of the rockinest I've remembered. So carry on, folks. Do another one for us.
Yeah.
What's the setup for this last one?
Yeah. And so this Hedwig has moved to America. This sex change operation was unsuccessful. So he finds himself in a place where he's neither male nor female, but has assumed a female identity because that's what Luther has asked for him. And they've moved to Kansas. He's in a trailer, and Luther leaves him. And so this is the song in which young Hansel reinvents himself as Hedwig, comes up with an idea of how he's going to move forward through life, and begins to assume a new identity through this song, which is a very sort of Beatles-esque number called Wig in a Box.